Hey, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And Lord, I thank you for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit through this broadcast. And Lord, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, My Feelings Don't Move Me. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning about the importance of not allowing our feelings to dictate what we do, not allowing our emotions to govern our lives. Now let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to look there again at verse 26. And it says there, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And then in verse 27, it says, neither give place to the devil. The Passion Translation says, don't let the passion of your emotions lead you into sin. And so on yesterday's broadcast, we found out that we are to not allow our emotions to move us in a direction that is in opposition to God and in opposition to His Word. Now again, God didn't say don't feel. He didn't say don't feel that way or don't have feelings. What he is telling us is to not allow our emotions to move us in a direction where we are living in such a way that is in opposition to how he wants us to live. Now let's go over to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to look there at verse 14. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. And one thing that you'll find is this, that the more developed you are spiritually, the more mature you are spiritually, the less governed by your emotions you will be. I want to say it to you again. The more mature you are spiritually, the more developed you are spiritually, the less governed by your emotions you will be. In Romans 8:14, it says this, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Passion Translation says, the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Spirit. And so mature believers, developed believers, they live their lives in such a way that the Holy Spirit is governing and dictating what they do and not their feelings, not their emotions. And so following the Spirit's leading and being consistent to follow His leading, in spite of how you feel, this is a sign of spiritual development. Your consistency to follow the Holy Spirit in spite of how you feel, this is a sign of spiritual development. This is a sign of spiritual maturity. That your feelings are pulling you one way, the Spirit of God is leading you another way, and you choose to follow the Holy Spirit. This is a sign of maturity. This is a sign of development. Now, the opposite is true as well. If you are emotional in the sense that you are always following your feelings and your feelings are dictating what you do, well, that is a sign of immaturity spiritually. That is a sign of lack of development, spiritually speaking. And so doing, believing, and saying what God says, in spite of what we see, in spite of how we feel, this is maturity. This is what it means to be strong spiritually. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 22, And I want to look there at verse 44. Luke 22. And we're going to look there at verse 44. And so again, the more developed you are spiritually, the more mature you are spiritually, the less governed by your emotions you're going to be. Why? Because mature believers, mature sons, mature daughters, mature children of God, they are ones who follow the Spirit's leading. And what the Spirit of God leads you to do and what your feelings are leading you to do very rarely are the same thing. And so when you're strong spiritually, when you're developed spiritually, and you have to make that choice, am I going to do what I feel like doing or am I going to follow the Holy Spirit? You will choose follow the Holy Spirit, and you will do that consistently. You will do that constantly. Now, in Luke chapter 22, in verse 44, this is right before Jesus was going to go to the cross. And it says this, it says about him being in agony. That word agony means severe mental struggles and emotions. And so this is when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was getting ready to go to the cross, and some accounts record that he was sweating blood. And the scripture says that he was in agony. He was in severe mental and emotional struggles. And so I just wanted to read you that verse because I want you to understand that Jesus dealt with negative emotions in his life. It's important for us to remember that when he was in the earth, he was not operating as God. He was operating as a man. Even though he was God and he is God, he's operating as a man. And so he could feel what we feel. Why? Because he's flesh and blood like we are. And so he dealt with negative emotions. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities." This is one reason why Jesus is touched with the feelings of our infirmities, because he felt what we feel. But it goes on to say, "But he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." And so he experienced negative emotions, but he was never governed by them. He was without sin. He never allowed his emotions to move him in a place where he was in opposition to the Father or in opposition to the Word of God. He had the emotions, but he wasn't governed by them. In fact, in John 8:29, he said, "I always do those things that please him, that please the Father." And so Jesus had emotions, but was never governed by them. And the more like him we become, the less governed by our emotions we will be. The more like Jesus you and I become, the less governed by our emotions we will be. Why is that so? Because Jesus was always led by the Spirit and never governed by his emotions. And spiritual development, that's what that is. It is becoming more like the Master. The more like the Master you are, the more mature you are, the more developed you are. And friend, the more like Jesus you and I become, the less governed by our emotions we will be. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 29. And I want to look over here at verse 11. And so as we're flipping over there, let's say this again. My feelings don't move me. Say it with me again, friend. My feelings don't move me. In Proverbs chapter 29 in verse 11, and this is in God's Word translation, it says this: "A fool expresses all of his emotions, but a wise person controls them." I want to read that to you again. A fool expresses all of his emotions, but a wise person controls them. And so, friends, strong believers, mature believers, wise believers have learned the art of controlling their emotions and not being controlled by their emotions. In Proverbs 16:32, it says this, "He that rules his spirit is better than he that takes a city." Now, the word spirit in that verse is dealing with the seat of emotion. And so you could say it like this, "He that rules his emotions is better than he that takes a city." See, friend, we are supposed to rule our feelings, not be ruled by them. We're supposed to not be controlled by how we feel. We are supposed to control how we feel. We're supposed to control our emotions and not be controlled by them, not be dictated and governed by them. Now, I want to go to another verse. Let's go to Psalm 42, and we're going to look at a verse over there. And so again, strong believers, wise believers, mature believers have learned the art of not being governed by their feelings. We're not supposed to let our emotions rule us. We're not supposed to let our emotions control us. We're supposed to have control of our emotions. In Psalm 42, verse 11, this is out of the Voice translation, says this, "Why am I so overwrought? Why am I so disturbed? Why can't I just hope in God?" And so here is a person that is experiencing a lot of negative emotions. It goes on to say, "Despite all my emotions, I will believe and praise the one who saves me." I want to read that to you again. "Despite all my emotions, I will believe and praise the one who saves me." And so you can see from that verse, our feelings don't dictate what we do. He was having all those feelings, and he said, despite all my feelings, I'm going to trust God and I'm going to praise him. This is a very good picture of a person that is not allowing their emotions to dictate what they do. They're not being governed. He's not being governed by how he feels. And again, strong believers, mature believers, wise believers have learned the art of not allowing their emotions to govern them or control them. See, when your emotions are dictating what you do, when you fly off the handle and when you are overly emotional and act based on how you feel, this is a sign of weakness. This is a sign of foolishness. This is a sign of immaturity. Let me read you that verse again in Proverbs 29:11 in God's Word translation. "A fool expresses all of his emotions, but a wise person controls them." And so it's weak to be governed by your feelings. It's foolish to be governed by your feelings. If you fly off the handle and get real angry real easily, if something happens in your life and you get real discouraged and real anxious real easily, you're overly emotional, this is a sign of weakness. This is a sign of lack of development. This is a sign of immaturity and foolishness if you're allowing those emotions to dictate what you do. Now, having emotions is not weakness. Being governed by them is weakness. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, we looked at this on yesterday's broadcast. It says that David and his men, when they came back from battle, again, I'll just remind you this, that their families had been taken, their homes had been destroyed, and all of their possessions had been stolen. And so they come back to this setting, and in verse 4 of chapter 30 of 1 Samuel, it said they lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Verse 6 says, David was greatly distressed. Now that is not weakness. Having an emotion, feeling something, does not make you weak. Being governed by it and allowing it to dictate what you do, that is a sign of lack of development, of weakness, of immaturity. And in verse 6, it says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And so you can see he was strong. He was developed. He had a lot of emotions, just like you will, just like I will. You'll experience a lot of emotions in your life. You might feel stressed. You might feel anxious. You might feel sorrowful. You might feel sad. You might feel angry. That's not weakness. But if you allow those emotions to move you in a direction that is in opposition to God and in opposition to His Word, that's foolishness. That's immaturity. That's lack of development. And friend, you and I aren't going to do that. We're going to be, you got to be strong to not allow your emotions to dictate what you do. It's a sign of strength to feel really angry and nobody around you knows it. That's a sign of strength. Why? Because you're not allowing that to dictate what you do. It's a sign of strength when you feel discouraged and feel upset, but you choose to trust God and praise Him and rejoice and be glad. That is a sign of strength because you're having the emotions, but you're not going to allow them to dictate what you do. And this is the kind of believer you're going to be. This is the kind of believer I'm going to be. We're going to be like the Master. And the more that like Him we become, the less governed by our emotions we will be. We are going to be led by the Spirit. We're going to be mature sons and daughters. We're not going to be led by our feelings. We're not going to fly off the handle or fly into sorrow or in discouragement because some little thing happens in our life. No, we're not going to allow those emotions to dictate what we do. We are going to live our lives by the Word, and we are going to live our lives not being moved by our feelings. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, the more developed you are spiritually, the less governed by your emotions you will be. Number two, Jesus was always led by the Spirit and was never governed by His emotions. And so the more like Him we become, the less governed by our emotions we will be. And then number three, strong believers, mature believers, wise believers have learned the art of not being controlled by their emotions. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to follow the Spirit's leading in our lives and not to follow our feelings and allow our emotions to dictate what we do. We want to be like the Master. We want to live our lives in such a way where we're following the Holy Spirit and not being overtaken by negative emotions and allow them to rule our lives. And so, Father, we're asking You for grace and help. Teach us how. Show us how to not be governed by how we feel. Father, we do thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, My Feelings Don't Move Me. We'll see you then.